Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I'm not sure I like how often this is happening, but WAMC's very own Ian Pickus has some questions for me again this week. Ian, how are you? How does this keep happening?
Being the news director comes with a lot of privileges. I'm doing well. I'm excited about this week's show. But before we get to that, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
I said, start with the word reciprocate. Rearrange the letters to spell two words, five letters and six letters, that might precede the last name Brosnan. What are the words?
Aha, they were actor and Pierce.
All right, Mr. News Director, what do you got?
Well, Mike, Sunday is Father's Day. So first of all, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. In the U.S., the holiday has been celebrated on the third Sunday of June since 1910. In honor of Father's Day, each correct answer today will follow the same format as that phrase, a noun possessed by another noun.
Okay, you're going to get all possessive this week. All right, I get it.
Beating the fugitive, in the name of the father, the piano, and the remains of the day, what three-hour-plus Best Picture Oscar winner is in black and white except for one memorable scene?
So the memorable scene I believe you're talking about is there's a little girl in a red dress, I think, and that is in the movie Schindler's List.
Well done, you're right. The 1993 film won seven Oscars, including Best Director for Steven Spielberg, and was nominated for another five. Wrapping up in April, after six seasons and 80 episodes, what Canadian sitcom features three members of the Levy family in the cast? Eugene as Johnny, Dan as David, and Sarah as a waitress named Twyla.
Can I say this on the radio? I hate you. The TV show you are talking about is Schitt's Creek.
Right, and before you write in, that's S-C-H-I-T-T. The show's apostrophe is actually a dollar sign. Home to a production of Our American Cousin in April 1865, what building wouldn't host live theater again until 1968?
Well, other than the trivia, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? That's a Ford's Theater.
You're right. Now, the theater was owned by former Baltimore City Council President John T. Ford, and it became an office building after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, before undergoing a restoration campaign 100 years after Lincoln's death. And the fully restored version opened the night before Lincoln's 200th birthday in 2009 with President Obama in attendance. Mentioned in the 2008 hit Second Chance by the band Shinedown, and also the title of a Fish song performed 135 times since its 1986 debut, what astronomical feature was spotted in 1758, 1835, 1910, and 1986?
I put this in quotes. I saw it in 1986 from the parking lot of my elementary school. That is Halley's Comet.
You were right. And, of course, it's named for the second British Astronomer Royal, Edmund Halley. So the comet's coming back in 2062. Don't make any plans. And finally, it began in Chattanooga on May 7th, 1864, with 100,000 troops. Arrived in Atlanta on September 3rd. Was formally proposed in a letter to Ulysses Grant a week later. And ended in Savannah December 10th of 1864. What is it?
Is it Sherman's March?
Sherman's March to the Sea. Well, Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5 this week, Daddy-O. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you are finished listening to Ian's questions that he just asked me, you can head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions, where there are more in the form of extra credit. And he also has a challenge for us. Ian?
Start with the words father and mother. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a state capital and a greenhouse gas. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.